with Maggie Lord, the editor of the blog Rustic Wedding Chic and author of the book by the same name. Today we're talking about decor ideas for a vintage chic style wedding. Welcome back, Maggie.
Hi.
Okay, so this is the real heart and soul of a blogger's world, is the decor and the details of a wedding. So what are some of your tips for vintage style weddings?
Well, let me start off by saying I love vintage style weddings. I can totally see why they've become such a trend in the wedding world. I think there's so much freedom with a vintage chic wedding. My favorite decor idea, I think, is when brides choose to mix and match things. So if they're planning a vintage style wedding and they start to pull elements, a little bit of country, a little bit of rustic, sometimes it's even a little minimalist, modern feel to it. And when you add it up all together, you kind of get this very vintage feel. Some of my favorite real weddings on Rustic Wedding Chic in the vintage category are ones that have great flea market finds. And I love going to flea markets. I love going to antique stores. And I think they can be a bride's best friend when planning a vintage chic wedding. I recently was speaking with one bride via the Ask Maggie section on our blog, where she was saying she got everything she needed from her Goodwill shop in town, that she never thought she'd find anything, but they had vintage lace tablecloths, and they had oversized lanterns that she wanted to use. So I love everything in the vintage style, and I love the fact that you can usually find these items at really good cost for your wedding, which is always important.
So what...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what tips do you have for brides to style their wedding so it looks cohesive rather than a giant junkyard sale?
Yeah, so I think it all comes down to, I think white as a base, the color white, works really well in a vintage wedding. I was just looking at one the other day on the blog that I was kind of in love with, and I was trying to dissect, why am I so in love with this? I mean, yes, it's beautiful, but what are the elements that really make it so stunning? And then I kind of came to the conclusion that she uses everything white with just small pops of light blue and pink color. And I think the fact that she uses this white palette for everything, like she had hanging frames from trees with a mason jar in the middle of them with a candle. She used oversized letters in like a white wood. And they were the letters of the bride and the groom's name. And she used huge white galvanized buckets that were painted white for drinks. And I was like, you know why it all works together is because it has this one color, and then just small details were added in. Because nothing looks worse than when it looks like you're having a tag sale at your wedding and it's just a mishmash of things. And that's very frustrating, I think, to the bride who's trying to style their wedding. So I start with something like a color palette that works for you. And then sometimes less is more. If you think hanging picture frames on the wall is going to be really fun, it probably is going to look great if you have maybe 5 to 10 of them. But if you go overboard and you have 25 frames hanging on the wall, it's going to start to look too much. You know, so sometimes you have to back off a little bit and just have the right amount. And so I think stick with a color palette, try to do a little bit as less is more. And then, of course, I always think if you're trying to bring a really fun detail in, like candy or something like that, to your vintage wedding, use clear containers because they're not going to fight with the other decor items. They're just going to add to it.
That's great advice. Let's talk for a minute about destination brides. If there's, for example, you know, up in Western North Carolina, a lot of brides are coming from Atlanta. The Berkshires brides are coming from New York or Boston. In Mammoth Lakes, brides are coming from LA. Should rustic destination brides source their decor locally and ship it? Should they source it and then drive it? Or should they source it in the area that they plan on getting married? How do they deal with that logistically?
Yeah, well, that is an issue. I think that brides, it presents a challenge for them. There's a couple ways to go about it. For example, if you're coming from Manhattan, you're going to be getting married in Vermont. If you're going to be traveling up there 3 or 4 times throughout the year to either sign contracts or meet with photographers, then I say the best thing to do is source up there if you have a place to store it, which is another reason why I suggest working with a wedding planner when you have a destination wedding, because a lot of times they'll be able to store all of those things for you, which is big help. So I'd say if you're going to be visiting this area multiple times, it's best to source up there. Take pictures of everything you've bought, because sometimes brides like to get a little carried away, and so then they head back to Manhattan, and all of a sudden they're at a flea market, and they start buying 6 things that they already have. Take pictures and keep track of what you've already bought. It will help to keep you on budget as well. But, you know, if you're going to be getting married at a destination wedding where maybe you're only going up once to see the venue and then you're not going to return again until the day of the wedding, then it really doesn't make sense to be sourcing in that area. So in that case, I would say if you're going to be driving on your wedding day, pack everything with you, split it up between your car, your bridesmaid's cars, your parents, whoever else is going to be driving, and try to keep it, you know, manageable amount of items. And then you can always ship, but I have heard of terrible problems where either, you know, something got lost in the mail or something arrived broken and it was the cake topper that the bride desperately wanted that was vintage glass or something like that. So you do take a little bit of a risk if you're going to be sending things. But, you know, for peace of mind, I think you can pack it in your car. You know it's with you. You know it's going to arrive. And you know that everything is there.
That's all great advice. Thanks so much, Maggie.
My pleasure.
For more information about rustic weddings or to order the book Rustic Wedding Chic, visit www.rusticweddingchic.com.